The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hello, everyone. This is the voice of founder and pastor of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero. And the following message you're about to hear is one of many powerful and equipping messages regarding the subject of prayer and fasting. These messages are pre-recorded, but I felt them to be very relevant in any season of prayer and fasting that you may embark in, and can be used for you and your family to help inform, equip, and encourage you during this time. I hope you enjoyed this series, and don't forget to subscribe and share these powerful insights with friends and family. God bless. And I want to talk about how, if for the next few moments, I want to deal with how fasting unlocks miracles in our own personal lives. Again, fasting mingled with prayer. Prayer and fasting is the key that unlocks the doors of miracles in our lives. The first story is a very familiar passage, Acts chapter 10. Again, Acts chapter 10, this is a story about a man by the name of Cornelius, who was the first Gentile convert in the New Testament. Good evening, good morning from the United Kingdom. Okay, again, if you guys are watching from YouTube and you say, who in the world are you talking to? This is a live broadcast right now on Facebook. God bless you from Guatemala. So we have individuals, if you're not following us on Facebook from YouTube, please find our Facebook channel so you can join us when we do these live broadcasts or whatever the case may be. Again, Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, the first Gentile convert under the New Testament. He was a centurion of the Italian regiment. Now watch this. And you've guys heard me preach on this many times, but I'm showing you, I call it prophetic layers to these stories that bring out certain things. Okay, so we know from the passage of Acts chapter 10 that he was a devout man, one who feared God with his whole household. He gave generously to the people always, and he prayed always. And again, the Bible says about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and said to him that your prayers and your observance has come up before God as a memorial. You can read this in Acts chapter 10. Okay, so we know, according to this passage, I want to bring out something, Acts chapter 10, verse 30. So if we skip down, there's something else that I want to show you about Cornelius that was part of the ingredients that led to his, eventually led to his miracle. Okay, here's what it says in Acts chapter 10. So Cornelius, Acts 10:30, if you want to be technical. So Cornelius said, watch this, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I was praying in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, quote, Cornelius, your prayers has been heard, and your alms or your giving are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call to a man by the name of Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging there in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. And when he comes, he will speak to you. In other words, he'll give you what you need to hear. He's going to bring your miracle. Now, we're not going to cover this today, but I'm going to show you another aspect of this later on this week, dealing with Peter, and it has to do with prayer and fasting as well. But don't miss this, guys. Watch this. Notice that Cornelius, look at this ingredients. This is the concoction that led to his miracle, all right? Number one, Cornelius was a devout man. He was a man that had a daily, personal, private, devotional life. He was a devout man, number one. Number two, he was a man who feared God with his whole household. And it included, number three, prayer and fasting. Because again, you can read in Acts chapter 10, verse 30, that he was fasting and praying. Okay, number four, it says of Cornelius that he was a giver. He was a consistent, persistent giver to the Lord and his kingdom. All right. And he was, again, the concoction of all these things went up before God as a memorial. And when now you say, well, what was the miracle that Cornelius needed? Okay, I can show you from the scripture, because it was not presented that Cornelius did not need a miracle of healing in his body or in his family, because it never mentioned that. It did not mention that Cornelius needed a miracle in his finances. He was a centurion of the Italian regiment. He was the first Gentile convert. But he did not need a miracle in his finances, did not need a miracle in his healing, did not need a miracle in his children, did not need a miracle in his marriage. Come on, somebody. He didn't need a miracle in this. So what was the miracle that Cornelius needed? You ready for this? The miracle was that Cornelius needed to know the revelation knowledge that salvation is no longer under the law of Moses, but it was now in the name of Jesus through the New Testament covenant, through the shed blood of Jesus. And he would have not known this, watch this, unless an angel of God had appeared into his living room while he was praying. And Peter was sent to him. And the Bible says that when Peter opened his mouth, he preached the gospel in Jesus' name. And Cornelius and his whole household gave their hearts to the Lord and became the first Gentile convert. So again, this was an absolute miracle. And because it was such a miracle, that God even had to get the attention of Peter. And we're going to talk about that aspect later on this week, because that's a different side of this that I want to preach on. So again, what is your miracle that you need today? Is it a miracle in your finances, a miracle in your marriage, a miracle in your health, a miracle in your destiny? Maybe it's wisdom you need. Maybe you're seeking direction. Should you buy this house? Should you sell this house? Should you go? Should you leave? Should you stay? Come on, somebody. Or should you plant this church? Should you wait on the Lord? Whatever the case may be, friends, I'm telling you that prayer mingled with fasting will unlock miracles in Jesus' name. Now, let me show you another story. If you go over to Acts chapter 9, here's a story where a man by the name of Saul was seeking out to persecute Christians. He had papers, he had orders, and he was on the road to Damascus, where he was going to lead people into captivity. He was going to imprison them. He was going out to persecute Christians. Okay? But the Bible says that the Lord showed up, knocked him off of his beast, here's what it says, Acts chapter 9, verse 7 through 8. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Because remember, Paul heard this voice, and it was Jesus speaking to him, saying that it's I that you're persecuting. And then Saul, here's what it says, and then Saul arose from the ground. When his eyes were opened, he saw no one. In other words, he was blind. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Now watch this. And he was 3 days without sight. In other words, he was totally blind. And I believe that the glory of God that shone when he had an encounter with Jesus, the glory of God was so bright that it actually caused him to lose his sight. His physical sight was taken from him, and he was totally without sight. He was total blindness for 3 days and three nights. Here's what it says. And he was 3 days without sight. Now watch this. And neither did he eat nor drink. In other words, Paul immediately went on a 3 day and three night fast without bread or water, a total fast. And as a result of this 3 days and three nights of fasting and prayer, watch what happened. Verse 10 of Acts chapter 9. There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, quote, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so that he might receive his sight. Now stop. Did you guys catch this? Catch this. So in the chronos of time, you have Saul, who had an encounter with God on the road to Damascus. He totally lost his eyesight for 3 days and three nights. He immediately goes on a 3 days and three nights time of prayer and fasting. While he's in this time of fasting and prayer, he's asking and pleading the Lord for healing of his eyes, okay? And no doubt direction, because he just had an encounter with God. So he's seeking out the purpose and the healing of everything that just happened. And in that same hour, here's Ananias across the way, no doubt seeking the Lord. He has a vision from God, and the Lord speaks to him and gives him instructions. And we're going to talk about that later this week. We're going to go in more detail about that. He tells Ananias, go, watch this. And he says, this Saul of Tarsus has just had a vision as well, that you are going to come and lay hands on him and pray for him, and that he will be healed of this blindness. Now watch Ananias' response, Acts chapter 9, verse 13. Then Ananias said, Lord, I've heard about this guy, how much harm he's done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call upon your name. In other words, Ananias is saying, God, are you sure this is the guy you want me to go lay hands on? And Ananias, but listen what the verse 15 says, but the Lord speaks back and says, quote, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. In other words, he'll be called to the Gentile nation. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, how would you like to get a word like that from God? Come on. How many of you would be excited about serving God? How many would be excited about having a ministry if a prophet showed up at your house and told you, I have a word from the Lord, and the Lord says that I'm about to show you and reveal to you how many things you're going to suffer for my name's sake because you're a chosen vessel. Come on. Most of you would hang it up right there and say, wait a minute, I've got to suffer for your name's sake? You mean I'm not going to have my name and the lights and the glamour and on the platform and be on the cover of Charisma magazine and be on Christian television and have my own network, but I'm going to have to suffer? Come on, somebody. But Paul embraced the call. Watch this. Come on, this is good stuff. Okay, verse 17, and Ananias went his way and entered the house. Watch this, and lays hands on Saul and says, quote, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were on your way here, has sent me that you may be healed and receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. And verse 19 says, and then he received food. In other words, he broke his fast. Come on, somebody. And he was strengthened, and Saul spent many days there with disciples at Damascus. So don't miss it, guys. Here's Cornelius, who needed a miracle, and it was salvation in the new covenant. And because he was not Jewish, and the message of the gospel was first sent to the Jews, but the Jews rejected the Messiah and they rejected the message. But because a Gentile who was not even qualified, come on somebody, who was not even qualified to receive the miracle, but because he captured the heart of God through his devotional life, through his prayers, through his giving, through his fear and his family's collective fear of the Lord, and through a time of prayer and fasting, because of all this, it went up like incense before the throne room of God, and captured the attention of God. And God said, look, He looks down and he says, "He says, man, all this is coming up before the throne. I know this is not in your Bible, but I'm going to paraphrase it anyway. Come on, this is my message and I'm going to preach it, but it's coming up before the Lord." And he says, "Here's a man all," and he looks down. He says, "This guy's not even Jewish and he's not even qualified in the natural to receive the miracle. But because my word says those who diligently seek him," what's the word say? Those who come to God must first believe that he is and that he's a what? Rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Remember the Syrophoenician woman, the Samaritan woman, all these individuals who were not qualified to receive miracles, but because they were persistent, because they were diligent and they were seeking the Lord with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, the Lord broke the rules, if you would. He broke the boundaries. He moved heaven and earth out of the way. So he and the woman said, "Lord, even the dogs will eat the bread crumbs that fall from the table." And he says, "Woman, your faith, because of your faith, I'll heal your daughter. Your faith has made you whole." And then he spoke to the woman, at the Samaritan woman at the well, who again was not qualified in the natural to receive the miracle, but because of her diligence and because of her heart in seeking after the one true God, she received her miracle. Watch this, guys. So here's Cornelius, because his heart was seeking the Lord, was not qualified in the natural being a Gentile, but God moved heaven and earth through a time of prayer and fasting, and Cornelius received his miracle. Here we have in Acts chapter 9, a man who was seeking out to destroy the house of God, destroy the Christians, burn down churches, put them in incarceration. And he has his encounter on the road to Damascus. He's 3 days and three nights in blindness, goes on a 3 day, three nights total fast, no food, no water. And two men simultaneously, Saul of Tarsus and Ananias, both have visions of an encounter that they would have together. And because of this, Saul receives his miracle. Not only did he receive a healing of this blindness, but then he gets basically affirmed into the ministry. The Bible says he gets filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized. Come on, somebody. How would you like to get all that in one shot? Come on. Healed, set free, saved, sanctified, delivered. Come on, you can get it all through, again, and what's the key, guys? The key, again, is prayer and fasting. So I'm going to take this last segment here. If you're watching me, you're joining me in through Facebook, YouTube, whatever the case may be, I've given you these two stories to stir up your faith. The Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. So during this time of prayer and fasting, perhaps you need a miracle in your health. Perhaps you need a miracle in your finances. You need a miracle in your marriage, a miracle in your ministry, a miracle in your family. Maybe you got some brothers or sisters or a mother or a father or a daughter or son or whatever the case may be, and they're prodigal. They had a relationship with God and they're running from God. They're living prodigal living. I don't care what your situation is. We serve a God who can do the impossible. And I'm telling you, friends, through prayer and fasting, miracles can be made manifest. So I want to pray for you guys. If you guys would, the Bible says in Matthew 18:19, "If any two shall agree and touching any one thing, it shall be done." Again, if you're joining me and you've already began this time of prayer and fasting, or you're beginning today, or you've not yet joined, listen, you can come on in. Join us in this time. Whether it's a 1 day full fast, 3 days, 21 days, 7 days, 40 days, whatever the case may be, listen, God is no respecter of persons, friend. The first fast I ever went on was only a few days of a full fast. It was about 48 hours and then a partial fast, and God brought an absolute miracle in my life. Restored my biological father, who I have not seen in 23 years, brought him back to my life. If God can do that for me, he can do it for you. So I want to pray for you guys right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I believe that there's people on here today however they're watching this, and they need a miracle in their health, and they need a miracle in their finances, they need a miracle in their marriage, they need a miracle in their ministry, they need a miracle in their family, whatever the case may be. Lord, I extend my faith with theirs. I join with them, and I'm asking, Lord, the same. You're the same God who keeps a book according to Malachi. Lord, this book in heaven is a book of remembrance. And Lord, I believe Cornelius' name was in that book according to Acts chapter 10. Because you said that his lifestyle went up before you as a memorial. And Lord, if the culmination of these things went up before you as a memorial for Cornelius, then so be it for us as well. And I believe that in this season of prayer and fasting, you're going to remember your covenant. Remember this time of prayer and fasting, humbling ourselves before you. So God, I'm asking, Lord, in Jesus' name, for miracles to be made manifest. Miracles in our health, Lord. For those like the woman with the issue of blood, Lord, they've sought every avenue. They've sought every resource. They've sought doctors. They've sought medicine. They've sought prescriptions. They've sought this and they've sought that, and they cannot get any relief. They cannot get deliverance. They cannot get healing. But God, I thank you that you're the great physician. You're the God who still heals. You're still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. And I believe through this time of prayer and fasting, you're going to begin to restore health. You said in Isaiah chapter 58 that one of the blessings of fasting is, you said, our health shall spring forth speedily. Lord, I receive it for my own body. I receive it for my sinuses, Lord God, and for my eyes and my ears, Lord, and all and my sinuses in Jesus' name. I thank you for total healing, total restoration in Jesus' name. Lord, healing of sicknesses, healing of infirmities, healing of diseases, healing of the impossible, and everything that the doctor said in 2016 that could never be restored, never be healed, never be delivered up. And Lord, these doctors who have written off these people, Lord, I'm thanking you, God, that you're stepping in as the miracle worker and their health, and you're restoring health, restoring life. Lord, they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord our God. Lord, I thank you that you shall sustain them in their bed of illness. You shall sustain them in their bed of infirmity and sickness. Lord, you are restoring health into them. Lord, you said you sent forth your word and you healed them. I thank you that by your stripes we are and we were healed, and we receive it in our bodies. We receive it in Jesus' name in our bodies, in our children's bodies, in our spouse's bodies, in our family's bodies, in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm asking for miracles in finances, Lord, for 2017 through this time of prayer and fasting. Lord, I thank you, Father, that as we're sowing this seed in this time of prayer and fasting, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, I just see checks in the mail. I see refunds and bonuses and inheritances and divine favor in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that buildings that were told that they'll never be able to come forth, ministries that will never be planted, Lord, businesses that will never get off the ground. I thank you that, Lord, witty inventions and witty ideas, Lord God, in Jesus' name are coming. And they're coming quickly, Lord. I thank you that they're being revealed in Jesus' name. Lord, if you can speak to Peter on the housetop of Joppa, and you can speak to Cornelius while he's praying, and you can speak to Ananias through a vision, and you can speak to the Apostle Paul through a vision, and you can reveal yourself to Joseph and to Daniel and to Moses and to Noah, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, then I believe that you're speaking to your children in this hour in the area of finances. You're giving wisdom. Wisdom, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you're going to show us how to get out of debt, break the back of debt, Lord God. I declare, may this year be the year that you break the back of debt in Jesus' name. May your ministry be debt-free. May your home be debt-free. May you own and not rent. May you lend and not borrow. May you be the head and not the tail. May you be above and not beneath in this year. May you be blessed coming in and blessed going out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive that for my own self in Jesus' name. Lord, may we pay off every debt, every bill. May there be supernatural debt cancellation in Jesus' name. Oh, and you say, I don't believe that. That's all right, because somebody else will believe it for you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I'm asking for miracles in my friends' marriages, Lord. Lord, marriages that are on the rocks, marriages that are being jeopardized, marriages that are in trouble, marriages that that the enemy has wore them down in 2016, Lord. The previous year, Lord, marriages that have been bombarded with, Lord God, attacks of disunity and discord and strife and unbelief and confrontation and whatever the case may be and strain. Lord, I speak healing and restoration and miracles to marriages, Lord God. And I declare what God has joined together, that no devil in hell will separate, nor destroy, nor divide in Jesus' name. I speak life over your marriage. I speak vitality over your marriage. I speak increase over your marriage. I speak unity and harmony and love and forgiveness over your marriage in Jesus' name. May your marriage be fruitful this year in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, and may it reproduce. For those, I just see somebody, a couple, that the enemy has frustrated them and try to bring division in their marriage because it was never about them, but it was about the seed that they carry to the next generation. Wow, that's a deep word right there, guys. And I just see as God brings a miracle of restoration in a marriage, that it's going to be able to open the womb and bring forth destiny. Come on, somebody. Now, Lord, I just thank you for miracles and ministries right now. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, every assignment of hell that the enemy tried to bring down ministries in 2016, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you shall increase and prosper and explode ministries in this year. Lord, may this be the year that keys are released. Lord, that mantles are released, that land is released, Lord God, that boundaries are expanded, Lord, that I just see a tent peg. Tent pegs are expanding. The reach and the influence, just as Jabez said, increase. May you enlarge my territory. Lord, we just speak that over. I speak that over my own ministry, Lord. I declare that End Time Headlines will double this year. Lord, I thank you that it'll reach more people, more nations, and more influence in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that everything that I set my hand to do, come on, you just need to begin to join. You may not have a ministry of yourself, but as you begin yet, but as you begin to agree with somebody else, God will make happen for you what you're believing for somebody else. So just begin to speak those things over your own ministry and over your own seed that you're carrying, over their own thing that you're birthing. Lord, I declare that my ministry shall be the head and not the tail. I declare that my ministry shall be debt free. Lord, that money will never be an obstacle for this ministry. Lord, that I just see a full-fledged studio and nice equipment, nice cameras, influence, satellite television. Lord, I see guests coming in and I see more opportunities opening in Jesus' name, more influence for the kingdom of heaven. And Father, in Jesus' name, now I bind the devil. I bind the enemy off of your ministry. I bind the enemy off of that thing that you're carrying, that thing that you're birthing, that thing in which you're toiling for. And that trimester is about to end and you're about to give birth. And the enemy would love to abort, or he would love to destroy that which you've been carrying in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you, Lord, just as you hid Moses in a basket, you're hiding. Lord, I see a place of refuge for a ministry that's in its infancy. And as you put this ministry in a basket, in a place of refuge to protect it, Lord God, from the enemies, from the adversary, and from the haters, yes, from other ministries that would like to cut you down and tear you down, and from the darts and from the javelins of Saul and from the wicked attacks of Jezebel, whatever the case may be. Lord, I thank you that you're hedging in these ministries, Lord, from every assignment of the enemy. Lord, I pull down every stronghold, every javelin, every fiery dart of accusation, over slander, over discord, over misrepresentation, misunderstanding, confusion, Lord, whatever the case may be, we pull these things down in Jesus' name. And I just declare that whatever the enemy has sown through lies and through slander and through discord and through And through defamation, I declare the word of God over you that declares that every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And I thank you that it's the Lord who's raising up. It's the Lord who's defending us. It's the Lord who is our shield and our defender and our protector. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray miracles for family. Lord, may this be the year that we see salvation for our loved ones, salvation for a husband, salvation for a wife, salvation for our mother, our father, our brother, our sister, our son, our daughter, our co-workers, those that we're believing, those that we've been sowing into, those that we've been toiling through prayer and through intercession and seasons of shedding tears and standing between the porch and the altar and travailing for them to come into the kingdom. Lord, I'm asking for a miracle. Just like Cornelius, God, he needed the miracle of salvation to be brought into his household. Lord, I believe that you'll move heaven and earth, Lord, to release an angel if you have to stir somebody up, Lord, in Jesus' name. I just see those prodigal sons and daughters that have taken their inheritance and they're living in a season of filth and in the mire, and they're in this prodigal living and they've spent all that they have and their resources are drying up. And I thank you, God, that you're turning their attention, you're turning their head back to the kingdom, back to the Father, and back into the arms of your salvation, Lord, back into the arms of their calling, back into their destiny, back into their purpose in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you're delivering. I just see people being delivered. And I declare, I just agree with you. And somebody right now is on here and you're asking, and you say, there needs to be a miracle in my family, a miracle to get us out of drugs, to get us out of pornography, get us out of these bondages and these addictions or false gospels or false doctrines that's keeping people in. And I just see like a web and a bondage and shackles and chains. But it's the Bible says, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. So I just see chains breaking, shackles opening, webs being torn apart, and people being released and set free out of all kinds of bondages, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs, whether it be whether it be sexual addictions, whether it be false doctrines or false deceptions, whether it be unforgiveness, whether it be bitterness, whether it be resentment, whether it be hurts, whether it be abandonment, whether it be depression, whether it be oppression, whatever the case may be, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed in Jesus' glorious name. Amen and amen. All right, guys, listen. Again, if you pray these things, you're coming into agreement. You're speaking into your mountains and you're commanding them to be removed, and you're coming into agreement with all of heaven through prayer and fasting. And you, the Bible says, having done all, stand therefore. Okay, so now you're standing and you're in a time of expectation. And you say, is that biblical? Absolutely. The Bible says, when you pray, believe that you've received that which you've already prayed for, and you shall have. In other words, and in the book of James, it says, when you pray, believe without wavering. Don't waver in your faith. Don't waver in your belief. But believe those things in which you've said and declared, you shall have whatsoever you ask in His name, in Jesus' name. And everything we just pray, guys, is the absolute will of God. This is the absolute will of God. So again, I'm going to give you this aspect. Later on this week, I'm going to show you another angle of this. And we're going to continue to give you these messages that's going to encourage you about prayer and fasting and the blessings connected to this. So again, if this is your first time joining me, you can subscribe to us at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, I'm Ricky Scarrell, the founder, the pastor of End Time Headlines. Again, if you're on Facebook, you can follow us on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at End Time Headline. You can follow us there as well. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, perhaps through this time or whatever the case may be, over the months or weeks or years you've been following us and the Lord has put it on your heart that you want to start sowing into this ministry, because we encourage you, we edify you, we inform you, not only the times and seasons in which we're in, but we give you information, we give you revelation, and we pray as you partake of this and you as you believe on this, it will produce transformation in your life. Again, if you'd like to partner with us or sow into this ministry, you can do so. There'll be a link up there at the top of Facebook, down at the bottom of YouTube, or again, on our main website, you'll see many places on End Time Headlines that you can sow into this ministry. Guys, listen, as I pray for you, please again, pray for me, all those things. Pray for my marriage, pray for my health, pray for our finances, pray for this ministry, pray for my children. As again, cover me in your prayers as I cover you guys as well in the year 2017. So listen, testify. Send me, if God's beginning to show you a miracle, God revealing miracles to you, He's giving you breakthroughs, He's healing your body, He's doing this or He's doing that, please testify. Share your testimony. You can do that at endtimeheadlines@yahoo.com. You can message me on Facebook. Don't message me on YouTube because I rarely check my messages on YouTube. I just don't. Nothing personal. It's just because I have so many other avenues. My main sources of checking is email and Facebook. So if you go there, I'll see your message. Again, we want you to testify. The Bible says we've overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So you never want to not testify what the Lord has done. And listen, when you receive a breakthrough, everyone else becomes a candidate for that same breakthrough. So that's what's encouraging about this time of corporate prayer and fasting. So we love you guys. As always, God bless you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.